Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Pete Sepp is our guest, our good friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust, Vice President of Communications at NTU.org, National Taxpayer Union, which is an organization I've been telling you about for almost 16 years. And Pete, thanks again for hanging out with us. Pete's been amazing us with stories of their success at working across the aisle and to find low hanging fruit in the government spending to try to save some money and maybe not have the government work a little more efficiently. And speaking of across the aisle, Pete, Congressman Ryan and Senator Murray, really the Republican and a Democrat, really came together recently to pull off a budget deal that was pretty impressive. What do you think?
Well, it's not the worst thing in some aspects. They could have raised taxes much more than they did. They could have completely destroyed the spending caps that we were in favor of and wanted to keep in place for a 10-year period of time. But yep. they did some serious damage to the cause of spending reduction.
But isn't the direction more important? Isn't the fact of that they did it almost the success stories as much as any of the content of their work?
Well, there is some bipartisan.
I'm working for moral victories here, Pete. Help me out.
Well, here's one moral victory. Out of the 65 recommendations that we made in our report, this budget deal did enact one of them, and that was to repeal what was called the Ultra Deep Water Drilling and Exploration Program for oil, natural gas, a $50 million savings. Well, that's $50 million down. $522.63 billion to go. And
did they get that idea from your report?
Well, it has been an idea that we have recommended along with U.S. PERG even prior to this report. So I think we helped to bring their attention to it. I won't take full credit for it. But
go ahead and take credit, Pete. It's okay.
I like to think that we were helpful in that regard. They're
so, what do you
have
think
to
about
do much better?
What do you think is the is the Ryan Murray budget deal? Does it have life and legs?
I am concerned that Congress is already figuring out ways to backslide on it. I mean, it's bad enough they suspended the budget caps they just enacted 2 years ago, and they're going to do that for the years 2014 and 2015, and they say, well, they're going to come back again. I'm concerned about that. I mean, the figure to remember about this deal, very simply, is 75%. 75% of the spending increases occur in the first 5 years of this plan. 75% of the spending cuts to make up for them appear in the last 5 years of the plan.
In what normal world is something set up like that?
No normal world.
Only in bizarro world does that happen.
That's right. And we also have to worry about some of the hidden revenue increases here. Higher fees on air travel being the main one. Several billion dollars in new security fees that are going to take effect. And, of course, security fees are supposed to, well, pay for security when you travel. They're not going to do that here. They're being used purely to raise revenue to offset some of the spending increases in the deal. So that's not a good thing. Those are very negative aspects of the bipartisan cooperation. We want to see more of the cooperation of sitting down at the table, going through the federal budget and saying, what don't we need here? And there's plenty they don't need.
So are you saying, Pete, that as a hard-nosed kind of guy who's really in the know, I mean, you're a pro. You're not an amateur observer like like most of us are, to what goes on outside Washington. Are you saying that this was more political theater than real, the Ryan Budd Murray deal?
I am concerned that, yes, we had a lot of political theater here. We made some progress in some areas. We started to see some desire to cut back on the entitlement programs. By that, I mean pensions for federal civilian employees, some adjustments to military benefits, which were quite controversial. I don't know if those military benefit adjustments are even going to stand after the course of a year. I think they're going to reverse those, and we're going to find ourselves in bigger trouble with, for example, this unemployment benefit extension, unless we offset that new spending. That's going to be the next big test here in Congress. If they want to agree to extend unemployment benefits again for even past 99 weeks, I suppose, they need to pay for it with spending reductions elsewhere. Otherwise, this whole spirit of bipartisanship they claim that they reached with this budget deal will be shown to be a sham completely.
Speaking of bizarro world, never mind the argument about whether these people need the money. What in what world does extending unemployment benefits create jobs?
Well, it certainly doesn't.
But you're are you disagreeing with our president?
I'm afraid
that's
I
what
do.
He said. He actually said it creates jobs. In what bizarre universe does that happen?
It doesn't. At most, it transfers wealth from customers of a McDonald's to the workers at the McDonald's and back and forth and back and forth.
That's right.
It doesn't do any good.
You know, Pete, when I see what goes on in Washington, all I can think of is the concept of without any sense of shame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.